Welcome to In This Case, a podcast from Hilti that goes behind the scenes at one of the most iconic brands in the world of construction. We'll talk to the people who make it all happen and ask them who, how, what if, and of course, why. Here's your host, Ali Hernandez.
Welcome back. This season, we've been talking about how the construction industry is becoming more sustainable by reducing carbon emissions, increasing circularity, and improving the well-being of people. But when it comes to sustainability, there's one more important component organizations across the industry are turning their attention to: social impact. Social impact shows up differently across organizations, but it shares a foundational focus on equity and philanthropy.
We are committed to be the most sustainable company in our field with regard to our impact on environment, people, and society.
This is Christoph Loos, chairman of the board of directors for the Hilti Group, speaking at a recent Hilti event.
Sustainability is anchored across all organizational units, and our people love it. They're truly engaged.
Because society is one of three equally important pillars in our sustainability strategy, it too is anchored into our business model. Here is CEO of the Hilti Group, Jean Dungaji.
Each and everyone is encouraged to do their part. For example, we have just launched our global volunteering initiative, Engage Beyond Business, that empowers our team members worldwide to invest and to drive local projects with time and company money that really make a difference on the local level. Now, globally and on a much larger scale, the Hilti Foundation drives social change with projects that help people from underprivileged backgrounds in emerging countries find their way over time to a more self-determined and independent life. The fact that our company makes such a difference also in this field is something that truly motivates me and makes me proud.
John mentioned the two pillars of Hilti's social impact strategy: Engage Beyond Business and the Hilti Foundation. Hilti Group donates a substantial amount of annual profit to the Hilti Foundation, which has several ongoing projects that contribute to improving the lives of people and the societies in which they live, including music programs in Venezuela, affordable housing in the Philippines, and economic empowerment in Africa. Check out season 3 of In This Case to learn more about foundation projects. While the Hilti Foundation takes a large-scale approach to social impact, Hilti's Engage Beyond Business gives Hilti regions around the world a global framework that can be locally driven.
So Engage Beyond Business was an effort that was created by the Global Corporate Sustainability Team, and it was a way to rally all of our regions around building a better future.
This is Anne-Marie Harrison, Director of the People Engagement Office and former head of social impact for Hilti North America.
The Global Corporate Sustainability Team created an Engage Beyond Business platform, which is essentially a social platform to help share what all the regions are doing as a way to get people to be inspired and come around and rally behind volunteerism and giving back to your communities. And so, you know, it's gone well beyond just H&A social impact. It's something that the whole world is doing, and I think it's really special.
Anne-Marie isn't the only one who finds it special. Team members across North America feel the same way.
I couldn't have made it to where I'm at here at Hilti or here in life without the people who helped me along the way. And now that I'm here at a place where I'm able to provide and give back, I try to use every opportunity I can to help others. I know no one wants to be in a situation where they have to go to a food pantry or where they can't afford a wheelchair ramp. So they have to wait on a 6-month wait list just to get a wheelchair ramp made for them. So being able to go out there and put my skills that I've learned through the different jobs that I've had it's beneficial to me to see it really impact areas that I am familiar with.
I think that it helps connect us as individuals with our community and learn about other individuals or parts of our community that we didn't know about previously. At the food bank, for example, how many people could possibly be going hungry every day, and how impactful our work in just a 2-hour period is for so many individuals.
Those voices belong to Bryant and Jennifer, two of the more than 9,000 Hilti team members worldwide participating in Hilti-sponsored social impact work each year. our efforts to improve the communities in which we live and work isn't limited to company-supported philanthropy. Hilti North America has embedded corporate social responsibility into our business. Our People Engagement Office and Social Impact Team develop programs that address societal barriers negatively impacting communities as well as the industry we serve.
Building a better future has always been ingrained in the culture of Hilti. It's always been at the core of what Hilti does. And I was actually hired by Hilti to formalize and create the corporate social responsibility program for North America. And subsequently, which I think is fantastic, is now, you know, it's a global initiative that's been formalized across all of our regions through the corporate sustainability team.
Anne Marie came to Hilti with a passion for community development and people empowerment, which made it easy for her to dig in to establish a social impact strategy with a clear purpose.
When we created the program, we decided to concentrate our resources and efforts into four main buckets. So we focus on housing, community development, education and workforce, and equity. And by doing that, we're really trying to move the needle in these spaces. You know, it's way more productive and effective to concentrate your efforts versus giving to all.
It is in the areas of education and workforce and equity that Hilti most recently initiated a partnership program called Project Catalyst. Project Catalyst focuses on providing career opportunities to individuals from non-traditional backgrounds. And this has two really impactful outcomes. It increases diversity in Hilti's applicant pipeline while closing the labor gap that persists in the construction industry.
Project Catalyst currently is hosting 15 team members throughout the U.S. and Canada, and we will be launching the second apprenticeship program throughout the year. And so what we're hoping to do is scale both of those programs, as well as build our partnerships with our customers. So there's a huge workforce gap in construction. And so we've been in lots of conversations with our customers on how do we help also fill your pipeline. So I think there's a lot of opportunity, not just for us in fueling our pipelines, for our customers, their pipelines. I mean, there's so many good things that can come from this, and we're just continuing to grow.
Hilti's Project Catalyst programs partner with nonprofit organizations to identify the right candidates. New team members identified through these partnerships are trained and upskilled in various roles throughout the organization, including fulfilling solution orders in our operation centers and repairing and refurbishing tools in Hilti Tool Service Centers.
We spent 6 to 9 months working on Project Catalyst and even the apprenticeship program in our partnerships with Goodwill and other nonprofit organizations. And we worked together to find the best candidates. And what the candidate looks like is someone who's willing, someone who's able, someone who's enthusiastic and wants to give in the time, but just hasn't had that opportunity.
Someone like Manuel Abella, who does the important work of creating an exceptional experience for our fleet and on-track customers.
My current role is in stands for Solution Support Implementer. I work at the Hilti store in the City of Commerce, and I also support this HJM, which is Hilti Job Site Management. So even though I've been here at this position for 4 months, I consider that I've gotten so much experience. Every day is a new challenge. And at the end of the day, you know, I reflect on the things that I have achieved and things that I need to get better at.
Manuel's work as a solution implementer enables us to deliver on our promise of providing ready-to-use solutions to customers. But Manuel also brings to Hilti a mindset that exemplifies the Hilti culture.
I came up with my own formula for my personal and professional life. And it was attitude plus sacrifice plus hard work equals success. So at the end of the day, you know, if you work hard and always have a positive attitude, you will be successful. You always gotta have that perspective of being positive in what you do.
Bringing great people into the organization who share our core values while also having a unique perspective are really made possible by community partnerships. Project Catalyst's most recent partnership is with Bonton Farms, a working farm and market in the South Dallas neighborhood of Bonton. The farm started as a means to address the community's lack of access to real and healthy food, and has since grown into a farm and market that provides career and educational opportunities to community members.
So the Bonton Farms Apprenticeship Program, They will focus actually on our refurbished tool program. So for those who don't know, our refurbished tool program is a significant way in which we give back to our community. So all of our fleet tools come back to the TSC in Irving. They're refurbished and then they're pushed out to all of our community partners who focus on housing, disaster relief.
Along with positively impacting our communities, Hilti's refurbished tool program also positively contributes to our environment. Rather than sending used Hilti tools to landfills, we refurbish functionally sound products for reuse, one of the three main R's in the circular economy model. Reusing, along with reducing and recycling, helps to lower planet warming carbon emissions. Not only are Hilti apprentices gaining new skills, they are making a more sustainable environment. Now, back to Anne-Marie and the apprenticeship program.
And so this group will come into Irving. They will learn how to, repair our tools. They do various rotations throughout the TSC from technician to repair. And then they also go to our distribution center because what we're hoping to accomplish in the 24-week span is exposure to various roles. And then once they find that niche, at the end of the 24 weeks, we kind of give them this opportunity to have an elective where they get to go to, that function that they really like to learn a little bit more in hopes that we can employ them after the 24 weeks. And if we simply do not have a role for our apprentices, the next phase is to then reach out to the customers that we have established partnerships with to fuel their pipelines and then partner together on how do we get them most equipped so that they can employ them and support them the same way that we did.
Workforce development programs like the Tool Service Apprenticeship Program create a sustainable talent pipeline, which serves the industry. They also create opportunities for individuals to create sustainable careers and gain autonomy over their future. And this really underpins why Hilti social impact programs are able to create sustainable and meaningful outcomes. They are focused on giving individuals the resources they need to create their own success.
So when we talk about traditional corporate social responsibility, I think there is very much really people are thinking, oh, they're buying tables at a luncheon, they're funding grants, they're going in and doing something for a day in a neighborhood. And certainly all of that has its place. But what we're talking about now is really coming into communities and bridging gaps to create outcomes.
This is Delari Mehta, who works on Hilti's social impact team. At the time of this recording, she served as the Director of Career Services for Goodwill Dallas.
And so I think it's really about making sure that when someone has a barrier, there's a tangible way that you're showing, this is how we remove this barrier. So they were able to now come in and do this work. But what's important to note here is Project Catalyst through Hilti doesn't just provide the resources, it provides help in teaching or guiding our participants in how to use those resources most effectively. So for example, when someone comes into Project Catalyst, we have thought through and we have talked with them about how are you going to get to and from work? What are your childcare or elderly care needs? How is family gonna play into this? These are non-traditional questions that we're asking and we're looking at. Is it going to be a barrier to your employment at Hilti? And if so, what resources do we have or can we acquire or can we contract with someone to pair to remove that as you integrate into the Hilti culture? It's not forever, but it's to create that equality and that equity so you can have the same start that someone who doesn't have those barriers would have.
Hilti social impact programs, from the Hilti Foundation to Project Catalyst, create systems that can help individuals lead self-determined lives. And this creates sustainable change for individuals and society.
The one thing that Hilti does that's the biggest resource is it creates pathways for their careers. And so I think those resources are how we can bring the needs and the breaking down those barriers through social corporate responsibility and yet still meet a business need. Anytime you're helping someone to become self-sufficient, you're bringing more potential into your company for that individual to move and drive business forward. Anytime you're providing resources, you're helping that individual to explore their potential, and that potential comes back into making business better. When we help in that business sense, if you will, we're making communities stronger. And when communities are stronger, business is good. People are investing more in business and we're moving forward together. So it's really changing an entire way of thinking
At Hilti, society is equally as important as environment and people when it comes to sustainability. And it seems clear why. When we make our society better, we lift our communities, we strengthen our economies, and we make construction better.
All of the things that we've created as it relates to social impact is not something that we keep hidden behind the closet doors. I mean, our hope is that people ask us and they want more and that we share, and that way we can all do it together. You know, there's a role for everyone and everyone's interested and everyone's genuine and they want to support the programs. And I think there's a great opportunity for those to continue to learn what we do, because I think it's just really, really special and we're really making a difference.
Although this wraps our season on sustainability, Hilti has much more to talk about in the areas of environment, people, and society. Check out our yearly sustainability report on our website to learn how we are meeting our own sustainability goals while collaborating with our partners to meet theirs. Thank you for listening to this and every season of In This Case. Leave us a comment in your podcatcher of choice to give feedback or suggest episode ideas. I'll see you next time on In This Case.